Greetings from Jyväskylä, Finland. We work in the digital services of the University of Jyväskylä. My name is Merja Laamanen, and I'm the digital transformation lead. And this is my colleague, Liisa Kallio, who works as a coordinator in the area of learning and teaching. And we both have worked in the Fordham project for more than 1.5 years now. We have different roles. I'm the scientific manager of the Digital Academy, and we have participated in creating the digital strategy for the project. Liisa trains and supports staff in online pedagogy and creating courses for the Digital Academy. In this presentation, we introduce the challenges and lessons learned of a European Union-funded project that focuses on different ways of internationalization. We will discuss how the plans were affected by the lockdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic around Europe and how we eventually managed to create a successful interdisciplinary online training for 7 partner universities. To begin with, Fordham project offers university students and staff new opportunities for internationalization. It aims to share good practices and build networks of cooperation that the partners are committed to and which endure also beyond the duration of the project. And as you can see, the 7 partner universities are located all around Europe. Here you can see the 4 main actions of the Fordham project. Please visit the project webpage for more information. I will now shortly introduce you to the Digital Academy, which offers international cross-studying for students and staff. Students from all 7 partner universities are offered selected multidisciplinary high-quality MOOCs, online courses, and hybrid teaching course contents in different languages in the Digital Academy. In addition, teachers are offered a training on integrating digital competencies in course design. So, as part of the Digital Academy, we in Jyväskylä University organized a course on digital competencies for the Alliance teachers. Considering learning design, an unfamiliar and very diverse group of participants from 7 universities offers both opportunities and challenges. We had different nationalities, cultural backgrounds, language skills, disciplines, skills and knowledge of digital competencies, various professions and roles. For example, among the participants, there was a Spanish professor in law, Italian researcher in chemistry, German language teacher, and a French IT support person. So we had to provide something new and useful for all these participants. And also, educational cultures are different. In some universities, teachers have more freedom on how they organize their teaching. Not to forget the different technical infrastructures in all 7 partner universities. And actually, we even had many different time zones. One of our course participants was located in Brazil, and there the session started at 5 a.m. And there he was with a big cup of coffee every time, well, in time. So here you can see the learning goals of the training. In general, we wanted to offer tools and knowledge for pedagogical design of participants' online or blended courses, including ABC model for the course design. And our participants were developing their own courses during the training. And we also offered different perspectives, valuable feedback, and also tips from European colleagues. And our training was based on the European Framework for the Digital Competence of Educators, DigComp Edu, which is a scientifically sound framework describing what it means for educators to be digitally competent. It provides a general reference frame to support the development of educator-specific digital competencies in Europe. Now I will hand over to my colleague Lisa, who will go more in details of the training.
Thank you, Merja. So the COVID pandemic had a very heavy impact on our training. The training was originally scheduled to be organized face-to-face here in Jyväskylä in September 2020. But because of the pandemic, it was decided to be postponed to spring 2021. There would be a pre-task in Moodle before an intensive week in Jyväskylä and then a final assignment after the intensive week. So when we were planning the contents and the schedule, we didn't really know if it is possible to travel or not, or do we have to keep the training fully online. So when we were planning the course contents, we had to have a plan A and a plan B. It had been decided that each university could have two participants in this training, and we had planned the schedule according to that number. But in the middle of the process, it was decided that each university would have three participants. So instead of planning for 14 participants, we had to plan the schedule and content for 21. Organizing the training fully online also affected the pedagogical designs as well as the learning environment that we were going to use. We had already decided to use Moodle for the activities and for the materials, but now we had also bring in Zoom for the online meetings. So basically everything else changed except us, the instructors. So the main concern was the uncertainty on how and when we are going to have the training. Another concern was that at first it seemed a bit difficult to find participants for a fully online training. The schedule of the training had been agreed on with the partner organizations, but still it didn't seem so attractive to participate in a fully online training when you didn't have the possibility to travel. But finally, we had 15 participants joining the training, but still we were a bit concerned about their motivation and commitment to the training. We all know how easy it is to join an online meeting, but multitask at the same time. But our concerns were unnecessary. All the participants were very motivated and participated actively in the online sessions. And as Merja already mentioned, especially this one professor in Brazil early in the morning. Here you can see some quotes from the feedback that we got from the participants. And we were very pleased to hear that they got a lot of new ideas and new views on how to organize their courses and how to design their courses. And what was especially valuable was the possibility to share ideas with experts from other universities. This was the first round of the training, and the second round will be organized this autumn, and it will be organized by the University of Palermo. But here are some points that we gathered from our planning process and we find that are important when you are planning this type of training. you need to be flexible, but at the same time, be well prepared. As I already said, we had to have a plan A and a plan B, preferably also to have a plan C. Anything can happen. It is very important to activate participants, especially with an online training, so that they are not just listening to a talking head or watching a PowerPoint slides, but they have the chance to actively participate and to discuss with each other. And this way, you also avoid the multitasking that is so easily possible. We had a lot of instructions in the Moodle course space, and we also communicated with the participants before the training started and sent messages and instructions on what to do. But still, it is important always to double check everything. Although with the written instructions and explanations, there can always be misunderstandings on what they are expected to do and when and what's the deadline and stuff like that. Also, have enough breaks during the online session. And most importantly, create a friendly and relaxed atmosphere so that everybody feels safe to share their experiences. As Merja already said, we had a very versatile group of participants, from professors to IT support. And what was very good in this training was that they all got along very, very well, although they didn't know each other. They came from the different universities. They came from different organizational cultures. But everybody's opinions and ideas and participation was as valuable. Thank you. Now I think we have a few minutes for your questions.